Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Baker Mayfield, who had to hear yesterday a lot of talk about his coin toss etiquette and his coin toss couth? Is there anything you'd like to say, like, hey, man, I apologize for the misquote there. I did see on video the dap up, although it was a bit petty. I apologize for everything that happened, or are we just moving forward?
Oh, it's going to be a bit of both. You know, it's definitely my bad. You know, I never want anybody to have to deal with some shit that, I mean, some stuff that they didn't that they didn't do, you know? And so, you know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done, you know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him in person. I mean, on the phone. But yeah, because that sucks. But first off, that was a great name y'all came up with, like Dapgate. I was crying laughing. But yeah, he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
All right, so that's the Pat McAfee show today with Richard Sherman, who says it's his bad. The videos from that meeting at midfield before they do the coin toss show Baker Mayfield shake Richard Sherman's hand prior to them flipping the coin.
Right. Three hands and then hugged another player.
Yep. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Because Baker Mayfield shakes everyone's hands, everybody. And then after they do the coin flip, Baker turns and leaves with one other player. I forget who the other player was. But he turns and leaves. He doesn't stick around for the extra second round of handshakes after it. Okay.
Got it. You got to go find your helmet.
Like,
get ready and warm
I'm
up.
I'm out. Yeah. Okay. He comes out to midfield, shakes everyone's hand. He's even hugging it out with one player. They do the flip. He's like, good. I'm out. Back to his sideline.
You know what?
This is
why Brady doesn't go out for the
That is apparently the missed handshake because he didn't do the handshake before. And after the coin flip.
It's the handshake after the handshake.
Yeah, he didn't do the post-handshake that Richard Sherman was looking for. Richard Sherman went so far as to tell Mike Silver that he disrespects the game and he hasn't done anything. And all I said about it, I'm saying yesterday, Bert, I'm like, this guy forgets where he came from.
No.
You know, when he was a rookie.
That's not it.
I said, listen, Richard Sherman can say all the things he said about Baker, that he's young and he doesn't respect the game and he needs to grow up, which are all the same things you could have said about Richard Sherman when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
When he was a kid, and Baker's obviously in his second year, but still, you could have said the same thing about Richard Sherman, and I believe Richard Sherman does have all the respect for the game now and all of that.
Now, I had a back and forth with him yesterday. Here's what I would tell you. Like, this is the way Seattle was built. And this is the way he's trying to build that San Francisco defense. And like this, it's the Rodney Harrison thing.
You better check with him and make sure that he's okay with being compared to Rodney Harrison. Some players don't like that. Did you check with him?
I haven't checked with him.
We'll check with him next time.
Yeah.
Don't compare him without asking.
To that guy?
Definitely not that guy.
But what Richard Sherman's doing here is he's drumming up what they feel like is disrespect. And you know, like, that this was talked about in the locker room beforehand.
But he took it to such a level.
Because what did Nick Bosa do? Right? They were frothing at the mouth when that game started to get after Baker Mayfield. And so it's going to be the little things that were going to set them off. And it's the exact same thing as the Rodney thing. It's, let's take this little tiny thing and we're going to turn it into World War II. And that's exactly what it is. And for better,
but he lied. He just straight up lied in what he said. What he told Mike Silver was a lie. Oh, he refused to shake my hand. Well, that's a lie because the video shows otherwise.
It was a second handshake.
Oh, I should have told you. Oh, yeah, about that. I was referring to the second after the coin toss.
Handshake. Second handshake.
Yeah, no, he shook my hand the first time, but I was talking about
this
the second
one. This is a
great
controversy, isn't it?
Like, you jackass. What a jerk. That's ridiculous.
Cameras everywhere. This is a fantastic controversy. I really enjoyed it.
Disrespect. That's disrespect on the part of Richard Sherman.
You didn't enjoy this controversy?
The overanalyzation of a handshake. This is why Brady doesn't go to midfield. So you have to play any of this.
And
now
the next day, oh, he definitely deserves an apology. But I didn't hear an apology in there.
Yeah.
Did you hear an apology in there?
No.
Did you hear him say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that?
He said a little bit of
I'm sorry, I'm a liar. Did you hear that?
He said he was going to reach out to him on social media or text and then set up a phone call and they'll... You know, hammer things
out. Hash it out.
Yeah.
Can we throw ESPN in the mix here, too?
Oh, so I'm going to publicly kick the crap out of you.
Sure.
But then I'll privately give you a call and say sorry.
He was mic'd up during that game.
Yeah, he was.
Typically, when you're mic'd up, don't they have one camera that follows you the entire game?
Yeah, they've got it all.
Why didn't they have that footage released as soon as this became a controversy?
Because NFL NFL Films controls that.
Yep.
And the teams have veto power with NFL Films. So if the Niners don't want that out there, they can tell NFL Films, do not put that out.
If you get mic'd up as a Patriot, Bears will go
over
that.
Wow, so the Niners had to veto that then?
Yeah.
We'll find out this week. So, like, that Inside the NFL show on Showtime, right? Like, is that that's what?
So tonight? Once the game's over, they don't have access to that anymore? They have to pull that? They can't use that stuff anymore?
They can't, like, after the game, it's NFL Films property. And so, like, where you'd see it on one of these, like, the Turning Point show or... Inside the NFL, be on one of those shows. So if it doesn't pop up on one of those shows in the highlight package they have of the Niners and the Browns, then you know something's up. Because at this point, it absolutely would have to be like if you're Showtime, you're like, put that in there. And so it would mean that somebody said no.
Yeah, people would watch. They want to see exactly what happened.
Right. I would love to hear the audio.
All right, so I didn't know ESPN didn't have the rights to that as soon as the game's over. Then.
That's all NFL Films. I'm pretty sure the wires are all controlled by the league.
He definitely.
I mean, because
time.
I've heard Jim publicly
say that he needs to grow up. Say, you know, basically, I don't think he. I had to go back and read his quotes again from yesterday, but he just, you know, goes all out in a verbal assault of him publicly. But now that he's caught in a lie, I'll call him. I'll reach out to him. Oh, that's big of you. That's really, really commendable.
Is Inside the NFL? Is that tonight?
I don't know what night
okay.
it is.
I have heard that
like Sports Illustrated, Inside the NFL has lost some of its relevance.
Come on, we
had to say it at least once this week, didn't we, Bert?
You couldn't have waited 10 minutes till I was gone.
I had to say it at least once. I'm glad you're still employed.
What people will tell you who've seen those wires, who've heard like the actual raw audio, like there's stuff in there that's unbelievable. Like that they'll never see the light of day.
Oh God!
There's stuff in there.
There's some Patriot stuff like that.
There's stuff in there that's unbelievable.
I can only imagine that 2009 season when Belichick was mic'd up for the entire season.
Oh yeah.
There's some Patriot stuff like that that circulated behind the scenes over the years. Yeah, that's you'll never see the light of day.
Yeah,
but stuff that I don't think it would be harmful if it did, but would be. You'd just be like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Like if the Derek Mason thing made it, what doesn't make it?
Oh, yeah. That is tip of the iceberg, baby.
Yeah.
Tip of the iceberg. But I think that it would be, you know, like when that Mets video came out with the umpire? That was Syndergaard, right? Remember that whole game, right? The umpire gets in the fight and what was the manager's name? I'm already drawing a blank. It's from like 3-4 years ago. The Mets video where they're...
Terry Collins?
Yes, Terry Collins. Major League Baseball freaked out because that video where the guys were, it was from 2016, and it was, you know, all kinds of salty language, and I thought that video was awesome. But you'd never see that if that were officially released. Major League Baseball would never allow that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome. Leaked video. 617-779-0985. Julie and Quincy on Baker Mayfield. Julie.
Hi, yes. So I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this, but I kind of feel bad for Baker Mayfield. They were just all over him that entire game with the whole flag thing. I mean, trying to, you know, play back what he did.
Well, he kind of took it to another level at Ohio State. And then you do that, people are going to remember stuff.
Yeah. But, no. I mean, he was just completely getting crushed. I mean, how many times was he sacked? I mean, so I do think he deserves an apology, big time.
I think he should protect the football.
Well, I think he deserves an apology over the what Richard Sherman said, not for what happened in the game.
I think Baker Mayfield should clean up his mechanics.
I mean, I said when it happened, like, I did not have any problem with the flag planting at Ohio State. I do not have any problem with Nick Bosa's retaliation either.
No one talks more crap than Baker Mayfield for a guy who's never won anything.
Right.
So I mean, he deserves whatever comes his way.
Nick Bosa's celebration was freaking awesome.
Of course it was, Bert.
Of course it was. For you, Bert, you're biased.
I said
that when he...
You're wearing your Buckeye underwear today?
It's only Wednesday.
What the hell are you doing? Double, triple pounding that black thing with the all-black uniform. You know that's awful.
I wish they wouldn't wear those.
It's embarrassing. Say it.
I wish they wouldn't wear
those. What's worse, what they did or what Penn State did, putting a stripe on their side?
What do you think?
Did you see that? I think the All Blacks are worse.
The All Black is definitely worse. Penn State's like...
At least they put added
Penn
something
State, those, to those are like throwbacks, aren't they? The Penn State wore?
I think it is.
Right? Like they wore them in the 30s or something.
They got
like
hammered
that.
For it. I don't think they'll put them... I don't think they'll wear them again.
Yeah. The
Ohio State All Black stuff is
I wish
ridiculous.
They wouldn't do that. I really wish they wouldn't
You
do
got
that.
One of the best uniforms in college football.
The three black...
I see Alabama
the,
doing
the
it.
The three black pounds were for night game.
Oh, sure you were. That's for night game. That's right. Blackout.
Night game.
Yeah.
They find that Penn State alum who wrote that letter to Jonathan Sutherland yet?
That was pretty funny. I mean, did you think that was racism? I just thought it was just like an old, cranky old guy.
Oh, no, I thought it was a cranky old racist who wrote the letter. That's what I thought it was.
I think he was probably racist, but I don't think he was like the letter itself. Like, I don't think it was meant with racism in mind. I think it was just some cranky old guy.
I figured it was a cranky old racist who wrote it, and that was some of his racism coming out. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. That's
Happy Valley.
Totally that letter was something else.
Yeah. Clean it up is what he was telling him to do.
Make sure you have your shirt tucked in, young man.
Unbelievable. Bert, appreciate you being here today.
See you, Bert.
Thanks for sticking around for the extra segment.
Have a fun
appreciate
week.
You giving you guys giving me the flexibility earlier.
Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow night for pregame, right?
You got it. Yep.
All right, Patriots Giants tomorrow night. Bert Breer.
Very flexible. Flex this.
Well, that's not necessary.
Our thanks to him for being here. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. Flex and we're going to get to a story on Halloween for Zoe coming up next as well. He's been waiting all day. And it's a pretty good one.
We'll
do it next.
This started catching
up. I'm going to hustle in my car.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Baker Mayfield, who had to hear yesterday a lot of talk about his coin toss etiquette and his coin toss couth? Is there anything you'd like to say? Like, hey, man, I apologize.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Boss Monster Mash headlines, 3 weeks away.
Tradition like no other.
I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah, you are.
What?
Oh, you're just going to be a dick.
To spite you.
I knew you were going to say that.
Doing it because Beetle wants me to. It was a graveyard smash. And it would please him. Simple gesture, and I won't do it.
We got to practice our part.
Oh, I think we're good. I think we're good.
They carried Rask off the ice.
I saw
he fell on his ass.
I saw a video of this on YouTube of the guy performing it live, like on American Bandstand. It is one of the top six most uncomfortable,
really
creepy, awful thing I've ever seen. Because the guy's like in a suit.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, American Bandstand days. You were required by law, if you were a man outside of your home between the hours of 9 a.m. and, say, 8 p.m. on a weeknight, you had to wear a suit and tie.
Sure did.
Yes. So the guy's on stage wearing his suit and tie, doing all the goofy faces. There's no band. You can tell it's all like lip synced. And the crowd is sitting there. They're loving it. They're eating it up.
You know who he looked like? He looked like the mortician from Phantasm. The tall guy. Oh,
it's...
I had nightmares about that. And those little midget dwarf of what are they? Those little...
A bit more,
The gnomes that had the teeth.
Work that out.
They bit your legs. And he was just mass producing them in the morgue. That was a weird movie for a kid. Don't ever let your kids watch Phantasm. I'll never be able to look at those... two sphered balls that
are you looking at it, Jim?
That
it's on Lawrence, it up
Fishburne,
in here.
Lawrence Fishburne had. Let me see it, Tom. Oh, you can't.
Okay, then. Well, I want to get to this story if you don't mind, though, because it's Halloween related, and I know how much you love Halloween. And you love Halloween decorations.
Coach is getting excited for Halloween. He's that twinkle in his eye. That's coming up. You guys didn't decorate the studio yet. It's coming. Candy and costumes.
By the way, I just tweeted out a link to it.
Thank you.
At Hardy985, so you could see for yourself. Bothers me. All right, you want your Halloween story, Beetle?
I do. This comes from our friends at WBZ-TV Channel 4 just last night.
Whiskey,
this,
bravo, Zulu.
This story caught my eye, and I thought, wow, I got to bring this to Zoe. Zoe has to hear this story.
Is this David Wade and Paul Abbott?
Of course it is. Our friends. These are friends of ours. I wanted you to hear this story because I knew that you would have a take on it, Zoe. So let's get to it.
It is a Halloween display worthy of its own holiday special in Braintree.
But not everyone is a fan. In the last minute, Tiffany Chan shows us the homeowner dispute that had one neighbor calling the police.
By the way, if there's anything in here to goof on, we will goof on it. But we play these news reports from other markets. We have already stopped it three times just because they would have screwed something up already.
Oh, they would have. Right.
Thank God we live here.
These two are professionals.
And it's not just Boston. Most major markets have.
Oh, my God. They sent Tiffany Chan to report live at it. Okay. This is awesome.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
This home along Liberty Street in Braintree definitely catching a lot of eyes. And how can you blame people? Look at all of this Halloween display. From the haunted trees to the ghouls and goblins. But what has one neighbor fed up are the talking pumpkins. One Braintree family turned their Liberty Street yard into Halloween Town.
Seeing the joy in my own kids is what makes this all worth it.
From a spooky graveyard to a trio of talking pumpkins.
The house is a projector.
It's Brian Belichick!
It does look like Brian Belichick.
No, I thought the same thing.
I'm pretty sure
he's dressed up like Brian Belichick.
I thought it was Brian Belichick.
I don't think it's Brian Belichick.
But it looks like Brian Belichick.
No, he's...
It looks like Brian Belichick.
Oh, my God.
True or false?
Brian Belichick.
It looks like Brian Belichick.
But it's not him.
Okay, it's not
him. You sure?
It's a friend.
He could be scouting for Halloween. You never know. Bill might want new costumes.
You think Brian Belichick lives in Braintree? Nice town.
Lovely town.
He
goes wherever dad sends him.
His father told him to live in Braintree and do it.
Yeah, why don't you go look at this one house? They're all talking about Braintree. Let's get creepy.
Write this down. Write this
down. Talking pumpkins.
Write this down.
I don't know. What?
The house is a projector and a surround sound system for all four speakers.
Kool-Aid. It's the noise that has the family next door a bit annoyed.
It's too loud. It upsets my husband because our bedroom is right outside.
Well, close the window.
Shut the window.
Okay.
Call a new pro. Get new windows. Okay.
She opens the window for the people covering the story. Like, look, it's very loud out there. And she opens her window.
Should I get my glasses?
It's October. Shut your window.
But there are nice days in October. Sometimes you want to have the windows open.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, maybe you want to get a little fresh air in there.
Stop. Put on a fan.
Keep the air on.
There's no fresh air with the fan. You're recirculating.
You're fresh air.
Stagnant, stale air.
You want to smell smoke from all those things fetid running next door?
Go on.
Upsets my husband because our bedroom is right outside their driveway.
After that complaint,
I don't know if it's appropriate.
He's very upset.
Where have you been, Henry?
Oh, it's appropriate.
Your father's been up. He hasn't had a decent meal in 6 weeks. Karen! I'm going to leave, Karen.
Shut up.
Dad's
crazy. Shut up. She's right, Henry. What kind of people are you?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's go. Where you been?
Denise McDonough and her 4 children decided to go bigger and louder.
Maybe a little bit of spite.
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard?
Oh.
Whoa! No! Now you're in shape, people.
Now this is... Hold on a second.
I'd say this. Where are your Halloween decorations?
Yeah.
Why don't you get into the spirit of the season?
Back up a second. I missed the part where they go back to the homeowners. What is this now?
Their driveway.
After that complaint, Denise McDonough and her 4 children decided to go bigger and louder.
Maybe a little bit of spite.
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
The massive...
Okay. Now, wait a second.
By the way, just so everyone knows,
I'm back on Team Neighbor on this one.
They are next door neighbors, and their homes are very close to each other.
Yes. I'm back on Team Neighbor now. So they say, look, it's a little bit loud. So what do? They go and get more and make it louder.
Yes.
And she said she did it out of spite.
You know what? The front of their house.
She did it out of spite.
Hey, Hardy. The front of their house kind of has the Brady Bunch house look. You know what I mean? Like with the arc?
A little bit.
I kind of like this lady and her kids and what they've done to her yard. I might take my kids and a lot of friends there to go tic-tacking in the neighborhood. You ever go tic-tacking?
No.
You never threw dry corn up on the roof and it goes down the gutters and... You've never gone tic-tacking?
That's old school Western PA
you
type
never
of
toilet
fun
paper
right
in anybody's house?
Toilet paper, sure. I toilet papered someone's house 3 years
rolls.
Ago.
We might have to pay a next door visit here. If he's uncomfortable.
Never heard that before. Set.
What? You never heard tic-tacking?
No.
You never heard tic-tacking?
It sounds
cow brilliant, tipping?
Though. Cow tipping, I've heard of.
Yeah, it's like same thing.
Tic-tacking, cow tipping, warm
roof.
You want to
see old people lose their minds? I'll be sitting there eating supper, watching
no,
evening news.
Hardy,
and you throw tic-tacs against the windows.
Based on this woman's complaints, what kind of neighbor you think she is?
An a-hole.
Like, this is not the first issue they've had with Rosie,
you missed,
the nosy neighbor next door.
You missed the biggest point here. You missed the biggest point.
They've had issues with this neighbor before.
I know what the point is. I know what the point is.
They're spiting her because there's a history here.
There's 4 of them.
Okay.
They're called children. They're there making noise next door and always loud.
No.
And my husband.
She said,
there's a history here.
She didn't like the way she
instead of spending all that money, why don't you spend some money to take care of your yard?
Yeah, just tell
me what
kind of
you off. That would piss you off too if your next door neighbor had some crappy yard.
I'd get around
that. Look at the house. Does it look like it has a crappy yard?
I can't tell from the photo. The yard's covered in crap, and second of all, it's nighttime. How am I supposed to know what kind of yard
it
is?
My dog.
But they spend all that money on that, and they won't spend $20 on a bag of fertilizer, a little weed and feed twice a year, keep the grass looking nice.
I don't know. Someone who cares to spend that kind of money on the decorations, I don't think they're letting the yard go to total
crap. Neighbor said it's going to total crap.
I'm
listen
having a
to
hard
her.
Time believing
go
her
back.
Story.
Go back.
I'm having a hard time believing
maybe
it.
Maybe a little bit of spite.
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
Oh, that's very sanctimonious there. Wow. Shaming them. For their yard. Yard shaming.
I am not on board with them going out and getting more and louder crap after the complaint. You know what?
Who'd she complain to? Did she complain to an official authority?
Trump.
Did she call the police?
I don't know. Maybe next door. Maybe next door. She just
wants Trump for. He don't care. He'd probably send more pumpkins. Bigger pumpkins.
A complaint was filed.
With who?
We have to go back and listen to it again.
No, I mean, did you really call the police or something on this?
I don't know. Maybe
filing complaints over Halloween decorations.
Maybe they went next door.
Get a grip.
Maybe they went next door and said
something. Get a grip. Filing complaints.
Get ready, because Tutcher and Rich are going to be all over this, because they're going to get that whole Brookline thing where everybody's angry in Brookline. They call 911.
You have a rabbit sitting in my driveway.
You're filing complaints over Halloween decorations.
Do you want to listen to the rest of this?
Yes. Wow. You want to talk about first world problems.
I love the pumpkins.
My neighbor's Halloween decorations are too loud and noisy.
My
husband has all kinds of problems now.
My shoes when I open the window.
The massive lit up inflatables are drawing the attention of many drivers who continue to stop in with their families.
He loves it. So every time he saw it, it's just Halloween, Halloween. And he just want to see it.
It's bringing joy to many, but sleepless nights for some.
Sleepless nights.
I'd hope he turns around and comes in and enjoys it too with everybody.
There you go.
Oh.
Shut the shade. That's how you solve it.
Oh. Why is Belichick back?
From across the street. If you think their Halloween display is festive, you could only imagine what they have planned for Christmas.
Oh, I can't wait.
Put the Santa on the roof.
Can't wait.
Put this fat ass up on the roof.
We're going to Liberty Street, baby. Let's go.
Get the plastic ones right there. Right there, the real cheesy ones.
617-779-0985. Has anyone seen this display?
I don't know.
I want to hear about it.
Show trip.
We're giving away Patriots tickets right now. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Pats take on New York tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Courtesy of Duncan. This Patriot season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans
tickets.
Two times the points on any size coffee, so don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. You can only win on the contest line, so call the right number. 617-931-0985. Caller 10's going to the game.
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a sh-
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do you got, Hardy?
Just got a tweet.
What's it say?
My landlord is the one who complained about the yard with the loud Halloween decorations.
Be careful. Yeah.
He put it out there. I'm not going to say his name.
Braintree is so badass.
By the way.
Is Braintree like a thuggy area?
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I've never been down Braintree. Like, maybe these people fight all the time. Like, maybe they look for stuff.
He says, by the way, their yard is atrocious. Take a peek at these guys. Got photos of all
kids,
of the...
Hey, kids live here.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Bad yard. The yard complaint is legit. They don't take care of it.
They have a pool.
Oh, my God. That doesn't mean anything.
I think the pool's in the other yard, Jim.
Got it.
See what I'm saying?
Wait, this guy sent photos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
send them to you, too.
That's creepy.
Huh.
Photos. I want to do a remote. I want to go over there. I got to scout it.
No, I'm talking about the other pool, Hardy. There's two pools in the picture.
Oh. They do have an... we've all had kiddie pool. Well, Zoe probably never had a kiddie pool because he's always had a real pool.
Oh, my God.
But you probably got a kiddie pool now, don't you, Beetle? For the little ones?
Yeah, actually.
Little Simon and Schuster.
Yeah, I was
Schuster
talking about it yesterday.
Bilbo, whatever your kids' names are.
This thing's still blown up out there. It's getting gross. It's fall.
Ugh.
It's like the last toy left out in the yard right now.
You have
now.
Yeah. Water out of it?
That's a nice mosquito trap
there. No, it's flipped over. There's no water in it.
Standing water. Whew.
It's one of those like blow-up pools.
Hardy, this is really creepy.
There's a blow-up pool. They're trying to get Triple E into Braintree. It's a good way to do it.
How do we know these? I'm looking at the photos now. How do we? Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
That looks like the house. Here.
That looks like the spot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh. It's...
What's wrong with the driveway? She's bitching about the driveway.
No.
You know,
she said something about the driveway.
You go back over there.
Yeah, you go back.
You go back.
Do you know what I would say? Those are two... Yeah, Jim, those are two very different yards that you're looking at in that pool photo. Why would you not put up a fence? That's my question.
Because fences are expensive.
Oh, it'd be worth it.
Now, on the other side, on the side of the Halloween, on the Halloween house, Good Morning America was recording there last night, and the kids were out there giving candy to the guests.
Oh, I think that speaks to their character.
I think it speaks to their character as well. Look, so there's only shades of orange in this one. You know, it's not just black and orange for the Halloween decorations. There's shades in between. What do you get when you cross black and orange? What color would that be?
Poop.
The intern's pants.
Intern, stand up again, intern. Where the hell did you get those clothes? I got fashion people texting me during the show saying they have a word for that in the fashion business.
Shirt's a Land's End.
It's called dog bleep.
Zoe looked at him this morning. Zoe is
I couldn't even look on the interns.
Oh,
you've been
no.
distracting
He's
the whole
so
day.
Harsh on the interns. He goes, look at you. You look like a mustard packet exploded. I'm like, so.
Now we have the homeowner, someone claiming to be the homeowner tweeting
at us.
Which
homeowner? Which homeowner?
It says, hi, I'm the homeowner. I'd love to see these photos.
You know what? You know what?
Look what you started. You know what? No. What I started.
No. Nope.
Hey, Cliff.
We're going to fix this. You know what we're doing?
Cliff and Wayne, we might be able to
hold on.
Get together and do some sort of a mediation.
What are we doing next? It sounds like
one of those Hallmark movies, the fights at Halloween and then the Christmas celebration at the end. They're all going to come together with the Christmas
decorations. I think we should get them all in the same room, Hardy.
We don't have a game this weekend.
We can figure this out.
Listen, we don't have a game this weekend.
Come to a resolution.
We're going
to
be looking for show content next week.
Peaceful resolution.
Live broadcast from that place. Let's take it on the road. Zolak
Good,
and Bertrand.
You host.
Right. Get
Zoe
everyone
the
together.
Zoe
in the spirit of Halloween.
Zoe and the boys.
I want to get the husband down out of it. He can look down out of the roof.
He's going to peer out the window.
Are you still upset?
I understand the neighbor's issues, but don't think I'm the anti-decoration guy. You're talking to the guy who's had an inflatable Santa helicopter on his lawn every year for the last 10 years.
How many inflatables do you put out?
Just one. Santa helicopter. You got a snowman hanging off the side.
I used to have the cheesy reindeer. Things?
That even flies in your new neighborhood.
What do you call the things on the side of the helicopter?
Rudders?
Not a rudder. No, the...
A bomb thing. They put the shooters with.
Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down.
Cliff and Weymouth has thoughts for us. Cliff!
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Cliff, what do you got?
We're okay.
So, I live in Weymouth. I drive by the house every day.
Okay.
My kids absolutely love it, and it's really cool. It's like so over the top that it's fun, but I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to live next to it or across the street from it.
Well, the good news is you and I don't live next to it.
What's the matter with this woman next door?
that's why you could enjoy it. The other thing is Liberty Street there is really small and busy, and when cars stop, nobody can get by. You can't pass them. So I imagine that it's just not the noise from the decorations, but it's all the horns honking around rush hour, too, that's probably making the neighbors a little upset. But, you know, keep it up. I can't wait to see what they do at Christmas.
Yeah, I can't either. Do you get scared when you go by the house?
Great call, Cliff. Yeah. Thank you, Cliff. Keep it up. Can't wait. Can't wait to see Christmas.
Sometimes I forget that this conversation goes outside of this room. You know
what I like?
The homeowners listening.
You know
the neighbors listening. They're sending photos. The other guy's requesting to see the photos.
We put money in for stupid stuff like that home run derby thing we did. What if we all chipped in and got one of those
Santa Globes? I can recommend some good lawyers. I mean, if you need one of those.
Hardy, one of those Santa Globes with the bottle of snowman
Hardy,
in it. That
this should end
around.
Up in court, shouldn't it? I mean, this really should. There should be some case law established on something like this.
I think we should do live broadcast.
Eddie's in Southie. Eddie.
I'm from Braintree, and I know that street and that area very well. So it's a busy road.
Yep.
The houses are pretty congested together.
Yep.
And while I agree that you should be able to do what you want comfortably within the confines of your own yard,
isn't it way too early to have that amount of obnoxious Halloween costumes?
No, I'll tell you why.
3 weeks out.
No, I'll tell you why. Because the pumpkin started at the beginning of September here at the local Star Market. Halloween is different than all the other holidays, and you're allowed to celebrate the entire month of October. Haunted houses open the first weekend of October. I got a bunch of them down by me. Halloween's big for the entire month of October. Thanksgiving, it creeps right up on your ass. The next thing you know, it's Black Friday, and we're right into Christmas. Two holidays should be extended. Halloween and Christmas. You could celebrate for the entire month. All month of December, everybody's decorated, right? All month of October, people are decorated. I'm decorated. Bentley was taking pictures of the pumpkins yesterday inside the house. We got hay bales out, pumpkins, mums, corn stalks. We even got the corn stalks this year.
Ooh.
Wait till those corns dry and I go tic-tac in the yard.
Hey, what?
Hay bales.
What did they ring?
What the hell are you talking about?
Bells. Hay bales.
Hay bales.
Oh, you're trying to say bales.
Yeah.
All right.
Christian Bale.
There was a house. I don't think they do it anymore. Beautiful old house right on the riverway, Jamaica Plain, right near Jamaica Pond. This guy used to do an over-the-top, like, crazy Christmas.
Oh, I know where that house is.
Right?
I know the house you're talking about.
I mean, this got national coverage, too. I mean, this was beautiful. Guy got a little too much attention, though, and I believe somebody went off after him. I'd have to go back and find the story. Like, a six figures he owed in either spousal support or child support. Like, they, and you know, for whatever reason, he wasn't paying it. And then once he was, you know, all over the news again, this is a long time ago. I think they've sold the house since then. But
he's trying to have a good time.
I know. Just sometimes
he's got to ruin it.
You get a little too much attention over these things.
Yeah.
Start people sharing photos on Twitter. Now it's now it's a problem. You don't want any hurt feelings, not around Halloween.
No.
It's supposed to be about candy and costumes.
Yeah, you don't want to do a live broadcast from her? That'd be fun. Right in her driveway. I want to see the driveway now. She was complaining about the driveway, that lady.
No, she said the bedroom window was right above the driveway.
Just let him think what he's going to think. Don't.
And the driveway is right on the property line. That their driveway is right against their front yard.
But she was pissed.
The driveway is against the property line. Their driveway is right there.
You see how angry she was when she pulled that blind down?
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
Oh, boy. You know, there's got to be some hurt feelings after
She's downclassing them. She's shaming them.
She is making a comment there that goes far beyond just, I don't like your decorations.
Maybe she should get some new appliances for her kitchen.
And she's making it personal now.
And then Brian Belichick just screwed this whole thing up, man. I can't believe he's in this video.
She's making a comment about how they live their life. That's what she's doing. And that's when she's reached a new level of back and forth here between the next door neighbors.
This is all in Braintree, huh?
Yeah, Braintree.
This is
cutthroat.
This is some Quincy level neighbor animosity going on here.
No, because in Quincy, you just tell each other to go F each other and you walk away. Yeah, go bleep yourself. And that's it. And, you know, that's it. There's no more of this. Calling the news, calling Channel 4. What are you doing? Putting this, airing out our grievances on television. You don't do that.
Oh, they're doing it.
They're doing it. They're doing it big.
It's
now their problems is everybody's problems. Today's takeaways are next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Give it that stuff. That's sweet.
Good job, Air Hardy. One more time here. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who encourages you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight can really be. How many we have today?
We got a couple of things that are not from this show, actually. We didn't have a ton of material today. Huh. The Halloween thing was great. Had a lot of fun with that. I knew we would have fun with that. How about Antonio Brown from Instagram today? He wants to come back to the Patriots.
You guys having a beautiful day. Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it.
Give him a call. You guys owe him the money. You got to pay him. Give him a ring, right, so?
Brady says, well, you're just going to call him.
Give him a ring. I bet Brady wants him to call.
He still has my key.
Brady will offer him housing, three meals a day, whatever he needs, a car.
Massages.
Car, massage work.
Can he wear Ben Watson's 84 if he comes back?
Hell yeah. He'll give him Ben Watson's number now that it's available.
Oh, my God.
And whatever you need. They'll give him whatever he needs.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be as a player, though. We already decided this, that they want to make him work it off.
Well, he already knows the system.
Social media.
Right? Social media. He could run social for the team. Perhaps he could write for Patriots.com.
Him, Perillo, Fred Kirsch, they'll all work together.
He's prolific on Twitter. You could just
Perillo loses his mind. Well,
that's good. I just need a thousand more words and then hit publish.
I'm thinking not only can he earn the $9 million that they're going to have to pay him, but he could also maybe get some internship credits now that he's back in school.
What day is Sunshine
Maybe it could
day
be like Perillo. A double dip. He can earn the money and get some internship credits.
Toward a journalism degree.
At Central Michigan.
Yes.
He's taking that English class there now, is he not?
Go to school Wheaton. Right? Right down the street there. Go to Wheaton College. Get some transfer credits.
That's one thing. Also, we talked about the NBA and them getting mixed up in the everything that's going on with China and Hong Kong right now.
Yeah.
How about this on ESPN? They've issued an internal memo that you're not allowed to discuss that on ESPN now.
Nope.
If you work at ESPN, you're not allowed to discuss that.
Just hot sports
takes. That's off limits.
It's not much of a story. Why would they want to talk about it?
You're not allowed to talk about that.
Is there painting
internal memo
on
ESPN? Do not talk about this story because we do not want to piss off China. We've got too many Disney movies to sell over there. So this is not allowed.
And shoes.
And so what does Stephen A. do? Stephen A. says, well, you know what? I'm not only going to talk about China. I'm going to mention Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Hold on, Molly. Before we close, I would remind you that throughout this world, one of the things that exist is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I don't see folks outside of the Jewish community talking about that too often.
Okay,
why?
Guys,
because
let's
guess
do this.
What?
Let's
when you
come
open
back
your
to this.
Mouth, you have to be careful.
Okay, let's take a commercial break. Sometimes, obviously, your moral compass trumps.
Commercial!
Oh,
commercial!
Nervous Stanley. What?
Okay, we'll come back to this later.
What are you saying,
commercial.
Producer? What are you saying?
Commercial!
Go to break? You want me to go to break?
Commercial!
I'll go to break.
It's too hot!
You know what? Let's end the show. Felger and Mazur up next. Commercial. We gotta go. Thanks, Jim.
Commercial!
Good job, Jim.
Get me to a commercial.
Get me out of here.
Yep. Please. We're back tomorrow at 10. It's game day tomorrow. Oh, a lot of radio for us tomorrow, though, right? Felger and Mazur next.
Shaughnessy, be ready.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Do that.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mazur.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back of the net. They scramble for it. Zekoff tries to bank it out in front. The Bruins punch it over to the near side, and the horn sounds. The Boston Bruins, for the first time in 18 years, have started the regular season with three consecutive wins. Rask now just getting up. He was gassed, tested late, but the Bruins victorious on the road in Vegas by a final of 4-3.
All right, it's Felger and Maz here on a Wednesday. I thought, Maz, I don't know if you concur or not, but I thought we'd start the first hour of the program with stuff other than the Patriots in the NFL.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, so on the docket will be a Celtics thought,
that I've been harboring since the weekend. We'll get to that. On the docket will be the fact that the Red Sox are soon to be run by robots.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.